We understand you can't listen to all 4 hours of the show. That's why we have Scheman and Shepherd on demand. Download us whenever at 993ESPN.com or on iTunes. This is Scheman and Shepherd on 993ESPN.
It's Friday. I'm Craig Scheman with Pete Shepherd on Southwest Florida Sports Leader 99.3 ESPN.
Wickety, wickety, wickety whack. I was DJing in clubs when this came out. Man, was that a popular song.
Were you bopping and weaving?
No, I was behind just watching the chicks bounce up and down. It was great.
Is that how you rolled?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Good times, man. Good times. Is a Friday. Yeah. It is Scheman and Shepherd on Southwest Florida Sports Leader 99.3 ESPN. All right, let me update you through a myriad of information here.
This video is great. You guys got to see
turkey?
It. The turkey chasing the kid.
So the car ran over the turkey?
Well, it didn't run. It just kind of, once the kid ran by the car,
yeah.
This turkey is chasing this kid down the side of the street. It's hilarious.
Good-sized turkey, small-sized kid?
Both.
Yeah?
Which makes it all the more terrifying, I think, for the child.
Had the turkey caught up with him? Would the turkey have won that battle?
I don't think so. This kid is moving. Like, he is scared for... Like, imagine how fast you would run if Jason were chasing you.
Yeah, yeah. But turkey, those wild turkeys attack wild.
No,
wild.
I know. This
not so much down here, but back in the Northeast.
Very fearful.
They are... Where is that? Where is he?
He's in... where is it at? It's in Wisconsin somewhere. Yeah. In Ashwaubenon.
The turkeys down here, I think, are nice. I mean, they don't come after you. The ones in the Northeast nice. And the Midwest, they attack.
This kid is, like, running against the traffic on the bike path.
Yeah.
And as soon as the kid runs by this Chevy SUV, the Chevy, like, wedges itself between the kid
really?
And the turkey, and the turkey just turns around.
It turned around? Nobody, like, had Thanksgiving dinner or anything like that?
No, Thanksgiving is past, and you don't eat turkey on any day other than Thanksgiving.
I eat turkey almost every day of the week.
Well, not turkey sliced sandwich. Turkey. I think that's different.
Oh. Okay. I'm
talking the actual bird here.
Although I've been more of a shaved roasted chicken lately. All right, so we are not out at Walmart. It was very windy when we started the show, and our tent went blowing like we lived in Oz.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're in the studio, but the Beasley Bike Drive is still going on. And it's right there at the Walmart parking lot in Estero, at Estero Parkway and 41 Tamiami Trail. Come on by. Yeah, you still can drop off a brand new shiny bike, buy it somewhere else, buy it there, donate it. Anything would be appreciated. You could also do unwrapped toys, gift cards, any of the sort. There are plenty of people represented by our stations here at Beasley Broadcasting, Beasley Media, throughout the area there. And you could, I mean, you can't miss it. There's thousands of bikes all over the parking lot. And they're going to make thousand kids happy. That's our goal. 1,000 bikes, by the way. I think last hour we were over 850. We want to close that gap and get to our goal of 1,000. One more hour to do it. So come on by. If you're just getting off work, buy a bike, donate it for a good cause, and feel good about yourself, and we will thank you in advance. And we'll thank everybody that's come out so far today. We've been out there in one form or fashion since before 6 o'clock this morning, just 12 straight hours. And it has been very cool to watch this operation come together. But we're just not broadcasting our show from there, but we're still part of it, still supporting it, still asking for your donations. So come on by. Again, it's the Walmart in Estero off of Tamiami Trail and Estero Parkway. Can't miss it. Also, tomorrow, the bowl season starts. So go on to our website at 993ESPN.com and sign up for the 2018 College Football Bowl Pick'em Game. You get all the games right, or you get the most right out of anybody else here in this area, and you'll win the grand prize of free use of our 99.3 ESPN suite at an Everblades hockey mm-hmm. game. That's 10 tickets and 3 parking passes. So you can bring a whole party out there. So that'll be a blast. So make sure you do that. I was supposed to do another WWE giveaway last segment. I didn't. I'll do it this segment. And I think that covers us for everything. I think we're good to go and start talking sports. Are we good?
Yeah, we're good.
All right, 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776.
Just coming over just now, Ezekiel Elliott has become the first offensive player penalized under the helmet rule this season. He got docked $26,739 for lowering his helmet to initiate contact on Corey Graham of Eagles cornerback last week.
Cowboy fans aren't going to like that.
Yeah.
They already think that the league has a vendetta against Goodell or against Jerry Jones.
Second offensive player fined for lowering his helmet.
Wow.
I don't remember the first one.
Kareem Hunt.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Well, he's got bigger problems now.
Slightly.
Yeah. He gone. Well, I'm looking forward to it. We got Saturday NFL games tomorrow because it's that time of year. Last night's game was a thriller. Stones by the Chargers for going for two and the win with 4 seconds to go instead of the tie. That was great.
Yeah.
Want to hear from you Dolphins out there.
Yeah.
Listen, big miracle last weekend that's died down. Winnable game on the road at Minnesota this weekend. Minnesota's a 7.5-point favorite. I think that's inflated.
Yep, picked him in my pigskin picks. I think so did we all did. We all picked Miami to cover in our pigskin picks. I think that team is ripe for the pickings, and I'm not, you know, everybody's bringing up the past. Live in the now. Enjoy the moment. I will be.
And right now we got Ryan Tannehill.
And I will see. It's just
maybe not healthy
either. Neutral observer, as a football fan, if the Dolphins go in there and lay a freaking egg, I would be extremely disappointed. And I don't think they will. I think they have a shot to win the game outright. Forget cover. I think they have a chance to win the game outright. I think the Vikings character is going to be, and their temperament seriously questioned, especially if they get down early, because I think they're going to fall apart.
I liked what Gabe said last hour. Gabe Morenci said about, it's Minnesota. Like, do we think that the offensive coordinator change is all of a sudden going to change the outlook of this of this offense?
No, they obviously, I mean, maybe they're using it as a decoy, but they want to run the ball better. So what does that mean? Give it to Dalvin Cook. But it's not just running the ball. It's the overall play calling and the situational football and what they have done and failed to do. And Kirk Cousins looks like a lost puppy out there.
Yeah.
He does.
Well, he had a bad coordinator, apparently. That was the problem.
Well, it's back-to-back bad performances on offense. But I think the Vikings eventually will turn it around. And my fear is it's against the Dolphins on Sunday.
Well, that brings me to my point. And I want to get the phones going in this segment. And Chris, you may have to grease the skids a little bit, but it's Friday. We haven't heard the Dolphin song yet. Look, we open up the phones earlier.
Oh, we almost made it.
It was all doom and gloom from Dolphin fan. Like, yeah, I'm not going to get excited yet because we're used to losing. Look, this is a primo opportunity here to take a major step forward to get into the playoffs. I want to hear from Dolphin fan. I want to gauge the true excitement for this Minnesota game.
I wish I could feel the same way about the Buccaneers, but I think they're getting creamed this week.
Done toast.
Creamed in Baltimore.
239-337-ESPN. 239-337-3776. Dolphin, where are you?
What realistic Dolphins out there.
I'm telling you, we have so much scar tissue built up on our fandom, wherever that is in
your
body.
More than Detroit?
Yes, because Pete, like you said before, getting close, seeing the light at the end of the tunnel and having the door shut is worse than just knowing there's no light at all.
I disagree. It goes back to the quote I just said. It's better to have loved and lost than to not have loved at all. And I think they have a great shot this week to go in there as a neutral observer and not only cover but win the game. I think the Vikings look like dog poop. They do. Go in there and take it. Go in there and take advantage of that team is reeling right now. They don't know what the hell they're doing. Go in there. I hope Gase and company put some different schemes together. You know they're going to try. You know initially the Vikings are going to Stefanski is going to come in there and he's going to try and run Cook right down your throat. That's what they're going to do early on. They're going to try anything because their play action pass is non-existent. So you know they're going to try to run the ball initially, even in this day and age. So be ready for it. You got enough defensive backs, even without Howard playing, that I think you can put up a fight here.
Man, I hope so.
That. All right, let's go
like
to the
everything
phone.
Sounds great when you say it.
However,
I mean, I'm being objective about it. I'm looking at the way both teams are playing at the moment. And I think if this was on a neutral field, you'd feel this team lost at home to Buffalo, Minnesota. badly.
954 brings up a good point. Tannehill made the playoffs the last time he played a full season. It wasn't the full season.
It was 13 games.
It got us really far into that season, though, but I know where 954 is coming from there.
But he has thrown for 8 touchdowns and 1 pick in the 3 games since he's been back. He's averaging 197.3 yards passing, and last week, 14-19, 265, his second highest total of the year. But if they're running the ball like they did last week, and I'm not even, they don't have to gash them like they did the Patriots, 189 yards. But if they can come close to that over 100, they'll do okay.
Let's go to the phones to speak to the people of Southwest Florida. Dolph fans out there. 239-337 ESPN. My man, Otis.
Otis.
You're on with Sheeman and Shepherd.
What's going on, guys? How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Happening?
I'm doing great. First of all, thanks for taking the call.
Oh, thanks for checking in.
I just want to say, Shep, man, you're really motivated. I like the passion. I like the passion for what the Dolphins can do. But here's what I think. I've been a Dolphin fan, or all the Florida teams, put it that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the Dolphins have taken me up and down. I'm 47. I'm not like Chris, mm-hmm. unfortunately. I went through the Marino years, the Jay Fiedlers, the Cleo Lemon, the Cole Pepper.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Well, I had all those, too, except I didn't get Marino.
Well, yeah. I mean, you're kind of a new guy. I mean, I got you by 20 years. But thank you, Shepard, you and Sheeman, for being there so I don't feel so old.
Wow.
Thanks. Yeah.
Thank you, I think.
Well, it's all in the mind, my friend. It's all upstairs. Don't let chronological age get in the way of a good time.
Here's what I wanted to say. The Dolphins, they take you there. They take you here. They take you there. It's been the management for years. Mm-hmm. It's not the players. I mean, coaches come and go. You know, the management, I know Stephen Ross loves his GM. I can't stand him.
Yeah, right.
For one, I mm-hmm. can't stand him. I know it's hard to admit that because he's your guy. And on the other side with the Minnesota game,
yep.
You know, I don't like Minnesota's coach. I don't dislike him, but I don't like the way he did Case Keenum all last year. He was winning your games. You got to give a guy some credit. I mean, mm-hmm. I was like, 12 games, he'd announce he's the starter the day of the game. He wouldn't give him the nod, and I think he's the problem. I think you got to give Kirk – it'll take Kirk a little while to get it going and get a groove. I mean, and they don't run the ball enough, and the guy's a scapegoat. The OC was a scapegoat, but it's the head guy. It's got to be the head guy.
Yeah, there are a lot of scapegoats, no doubt. I totally agree with you on that.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Otis. Appreciate the phone call. I think you're spot on in a lot of that.
Yep.
Fins up, Otis.
That's right. Let's go to Chris in Fort Myers. Fins up. What's up?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call again. I'm like Otis. I'm like Chris. Well, besides my name is Chris. I'm 28. And I was 9 years old when Dan Marino played his last game. And I actually remember that. We lost 63-7 to Jacksonville.
Yeah, that's your only memory of Marino.
You know, so, I mean, all my life, that's all, so when you say, the past is the past, well, that's all our goal for a lot of us, like me, that's my whole life pretty much.
Yeah.
But you're absolutely right, though, Pete. I mean, besides, I kind of feel like you're kind of joking about it, too.
I'm really not. No, honestly. After all the crap these guys give me, I would love to sit here and say, last week was a total fluke. Last week wasn't a fluke. They deserved the win. That Minnesota Viking team, if Miami goes in there and gets their butt kicked, I mean, that then I'll be on board with you guys.
If you look at who's in the hunt right now, I mean, you can make an argument that our road to clinching that final wild card spot, shoot, the division ain't wrapped up either.
No.
So you can make the argument compared to some of the other teams. Some of them, a couple of them play each other and this and that. So, you can make the argument with the last three games that we have a shot, and who knows what Tannehill could do in the playoffs, being that he was, out the only time we've made it to the playoffs while he's been on the team. So we'll see what they could do. Let's see.
All right, hang in there, Chris. Appreciate it. I want to remind all of you that are like kind of on the fence, this Dolphins team was picked to be the worst team in the NFL by many polls.
Which?
Not us, but many
of us. I'll toot our own horn right here. We all said there's no way.
There's no way.
Not only with that, we said they were probably going to start off 3-0. We said that.
Let's go back to the phones.
And I'm telling you guys right now, if the Dolphins win on Sunday, don't expect Dolphin Mania on Monday.
Really?
I'm just letting you know because that immediately goes to, all right, what's left on the schedule? What is left on the schedule?
Okay. But, however, Chris, if the Miami Dolphins win and the Patriots, you know, stumble in Pittsburgh.
Jacksonville and Buffalo. They should be wins.
No, but if they
laid an egg in Buffalo before in December.
If Miami wins and the Patriots lose in Pittsburgh and they're a game out of the division, don't tell me Dolphin Mania isn't going to be alive and well and
kicking. You know what? That might be the that might be the scenario.
All right, let's go to Scott in Fort Myers. You're on with Sheeman and Shepherd. Hello.
Hey, Scott.
What is up, gentlemen? How we doing?
We are good. How about you?
I'm good, too. Yeah, that Charger win last night was pretty insane. I grew up in San Diego, so I was always kind of a Charger fan.
Uh-huh.
And I remember you guys were talking, you were going down that list of Dolphin great moments. That Miami Charger game was absolutely the greatest game I've ever seen.
Right up there. Yeah.
Killing me.
Yeah.
The wave of emotion was killing me. We got so big, and then they pulled that hook and ladder coming back at the end of the first half. It was brutal, but in the end, Chargers got him fins down, Chris. Sorry, bud.
I wasn't alive.
Remember Kerry and
Charlie? It was the greatest game I've ever seen.
Kerry and Charlie Joyner off the field after the block, extra point.
Kellen Winslow.
I'm sorry. Kellen Winslow, but Charlie Joyner and Dan Fouts and Chuck Muncy. He wasn't snorting coke that night, so he was good.
He was crazy.
Yeah.
So I got a contest for you guys because I want to plant a seed because you guys are talking about this pick'em thing.
Yes.
How about we do a March Madness pool, and the winner with the most points gets to hang out with you guys on set for an hour.
Yeah, that's good.
I like it.
Absolutely.
I'd like to get a better prize as well, but
that's an awesome prize.
There's nothing better than that.
You can co-host with Sheeman and Shepherd.
I like that.
I like it.
Absolutely.
I think it's going to happen. Armando in Bonita. You're on with Sheeman and Shepherd. Hello.
Hey, Armando.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Love the show.
Thank you.
Thanks, Armando.
So I've been a Vikings fan here in Florida, believe it or not, since 98. My brothers are Dolphins fans, so I got a little insight for it. It's definitely going to be a divided household. I watch the Dolphins. They're tough to watch, especially with management over the years. I want to root. I'm from Dade County. But they make it tough with the players they give away. The Vikings don't make it any easier. I've witnessed a lot of heartbreaks. But my thoughts on the game, I was actually at the Minneapolis Miracle last year with my fiance. We went to the game out there in Minnesota.
Nice.
And you saw what happened the week after at the NFC Championship, a little bit of a letdown.
I feel a
similar situation if I was being biased or unbiased is the Dolphins coming out of an emotional win at Miami versus the Patriots. They're traveling on the road. Minnesota's very tough to beat them at their stadium. It gets loud there. And a must-win for both of us. I think a lot of pressures in Minnesota with Kirk Cousins and just what their expectations were this year. So I think it's going to be a very close-fought game. I definitely would take Dolphins to cover the spread. I found me a couple of friends that are Dolphins fan was able to convince them to bet me straight up on the game. So I'm loving that take in Minnesota.
Well, Armando, let me ask you this, though.
What's
Stefanski calling the plays? Maybe, because now it's down to maybe. Zimmer first said total autonomy for Stefanski. Then it was, now it's maybe. They're ranked 30th in rushing. They don't even average 86 yards a game. So you know they're going to initially try to ram the ball down the Dolphins' throat. Does that concern you at all that they could become one-dimensional fairly easily? I mean,
It does because that was the difference I feel between our team last year and this year. Pat Shermer definitely incorporated the run a lot, and he doesn't get a lot of credit for what he did to that offense with Case Keenum. So I do think I like the move. I like that we got rid of him, not to use Filippo as a scapegoat, but he came from Philly. They love to pass the ball over there, so it just didn't work out. I think Zimmer prides himself on the defense and running the ball, controlling the clock. So I think Stefanski's going to run the ball, hopefully, with the home crowd there and our defense stepping up. We take the lead early, and then our pass rush can get to Tannehill, who might not even play either. So I just think it's must win for both. It's going to be a great game. It being in Minnesota, I've got to give them the edge.
All right, Armando, call us back on Monday after we have the results. We'll parse it apart with you. All right. Appreciate the call. Have a good weekend.
Great call.
Let's squeeze in Tim in Naples. You're on with Sheeman and Shepherd. Hello.
Timmy.
Hey, Christmas, and I appreciate what you guys are doing with the bikes and all. That's awesome.
Oh, thanks, Tim. Thank you very much.
As for the Dolphins, I think we need to organize some kind of a viewing party down here at Bow Campers or somewhere.
Yeah.
Let's ride this big old wave on out. Let's watch these Dolphins get to the playoffs. Right up until they get to Buffalo and lose that last game.
Oh, no, you can't think that way.
Tim, you're quickly becoming one of my least favorite callers.
We're going to go up to Minnesota, play a tight game, pull it out, come home feeling good about themselves, go play the Jaguars, and, you know, struggle a little bit, but win that game. Thinking, yeah, all we got to do is win next week, go up to Buffalo. It's going to be cold Blizzard. And miserable. And it just popped that balloon.
Did
you hear that? I think he did pop a balloon. Thank you, Tim. Appreciate it.
One big ray of sunshine right there, huh?
I like this idea of a viewing party, though.
Bunch
for
of
Dolphins.
Positivity.
Let's go to Dave in Fort Myers. Yama Sheeman and Shepherd. Hello.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, guys. I love you. How you doing?
Good. How are you doing? How are you? Thanks, man.
Great. I'll make it quick. I think Miami can pull it out. I really feel like they'll finish strong. Now, are we going to get past the first round of the playoffs? Doubt it. Wild card, doubt it. I've been a fan long, long time.
Yeah, let's get there.
When they went 4-12, I got them tattooed on me. A true fan.
Yeah.
And my son, he's 9 years old. We finally got to celebrate a fantastic victory with that nice hook and ladder play last week.
Mm-hmm. Hold on, Dave. You were 12 when you got your first Fins tattoo?
No. My son's 9. I was 20.
Okay.
All right, you're conflating story. Yeah. Sorry. All right. Thanks for the call. No, but what he talked about right there, he and his 9-year-old boy had a moment. I mean, your son was probably too young, but he'll remember dad running around the house like nuts. But
there's video evidence.
Yeah. That's how you build it. You're watching a game. You have an exciting moment. Like now his son, here's two things with that. His son will be a lifelong Dolphins fan, like his old man, right? But now every time the going gets tough, he's going to expect a double lateral miracle at the end of the game. Because he's going to.
It really set us up.
A 9-year-old's going to think
forward.
It's normal. That happens once in a lifetime. Mm-hmm. Once in a lifetime. Exactly.
Yeah.
But maybe twice?
Maybe if you're maybe twice, lucky. Yeah. Perhaps. I haven't seen it yet in Detroit.
Well, there's a different.
And my life has been longer than yours.
It's a different conversion rate in Detroit. Things are much.
Let's put it this way. You got a much better shot of seeing it happen twice in your lifetime than I have in seeing it once.
I'm telling you guys, though, unless it's the scenario that Pete laid out, Dolphins look great on the road against the Vikings, win the game comfortably, and New England loses. Unless that's the scenario. Yeah. It is not going to be a Dolphin Monday around here.
Let's go
fans.
Steelers!
Well, let's take away the fact they have to win comfortably. They can win by a point, and that'll be people will take it around here. I mean, but
I will take it. But the guy, like, what was that, Tim in Naples?
Yeah.
About the Dolphins going and laying the egg in Buffalo at New Era Field, which can happen. Well, I've seen it happen.
He's scarred for life.
It clearly is.
Yeah.
But that's going to be the phone call is, well, you just wait. Like the calls we've taken this week.
Yeah.
Oh, the Dolphins were lucky. They needed some double lateral play in order to beat the Patriots. And even then, it was a Rob Gronkowski trip that caused the Dolphins to win. They will not get credit.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you this market and how they react to the Miami Dolphins.
I think besides the last play of the game, which you can say the Patriots brain farted, should have had McCourty. Forget all that stuff. The biggest part of that game is they won the battle big time in the trenches. They gassed them for 189 yards. Freaking Brandon Bolden, the Patriots' third-string running back, who had his moments. I mean, he's killing you. You know, all of them. So and that's what you should be looking at. Look at what you did. You won in the trenches big time.
I had this whole diatribe worked out with the final 10 seconds left in the game.
Oh, I was like, preparing to come in here with a loss.
I was preparing to come in here and say, you know what? The Dolphins showed me something. They showed that they could hang around with the Patriots, the best team in football, or one of the best teams in football, for a full half and make it competitive for 60 full minutes.
Yeah.
It was a progression. It was this team actually coming together and showing that it was the Patriots. They're clearly one of the best teams in football, but damn it, we gave them everything that they wanted coming down here to South Beach. Hmm. And then the thing happens, and we forget about the rest of the game. We forget about the fact that Ryan Tannehill threw 3 touchdowns with 0 interceptions. We forget about the fact that the Miami Dolphins won on both sides of the ball in the trenches.
Yeah,
they did.
Yeah,
they did. I mean, Brady had a good game. But the way that Miami ran the ball even better against them than the way the Patriots did against Miami the first time up in Foxborough when Sony Michel went off. But it was only 125 yards.
And the Dolphins made the Patriots one-dimensional last Sunday. If you can do that in the NFL and say, all right, we're taking this away from you. If they go into Minnesota on Sunday and say, Vikings, you're not running the ball against us. Go out. Mm-hmm. We will let number eight beat us. We'll let the $84 million man go out there, and if he has the game of his life and is beating man-to-man coverage all day long, so be it.
Yeah.
But at least force the Vikings to win the game. Don't go up there and lay the egg.
And you look at how the Patriots guarded the Vikings a couple weeks ago with Daylon and Dick. Those guys didn't have big chunks. I'm telling you, they had Stephon Gilmore all over Diggs the whole game, and Daylon didn't have a huge game either. It wasn't. The Patriots don't have a great defense. The Dolphins have better takeaway players. And their secondary. I know Howard's probably not going to play
Xavier
again.
Yeah, Xavier and Howard out hurts.
But it does. It hurts a lot. But I still think it's exactly right where you make Kirk Cousins try to beat you. Get in that guy's head. I'm telling you, he's going to fold. He's going to fold.
All right, we'll continue this talk at 239-337-ESPN. Also, I want to give away some tickets to WWE in January at Hertz Arena. We got a couple of tickets there. How about caller number 9 for that right now at 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Caller number 9, couple of tickets to WWE. Also, you've got a half hour left to get on down to the Walmart in Estero, at Estero Parkway and 41 Tamiami Trail. Drop off a bike. We're trying to raise $1,000. Over an hour ago, we were over 850.
We're slowing down a little bit. We're almost at 900 bikes right now.
Oh, come on, man. Let's get another
100 in before we get off the air.
Radio Tinder.
I bet you'd swipe right on this show. This is Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Sheeman and Shepard working for the weekend on 99.3 ESPN. Let's keep those bikes coming at Walmart in Estero till 6 o'clock. Trying to get 1,000. We're over 900. We're getting close.
Yeah, come on.
Let's do it. It's Estero Parkway and Tamiami Trail, 41. Come on by. And we got a bunch of people out there collecting them for Toys for Tots, so it's a great cause. Congratulations to Caleb in Lehigh. He won the WWE tickets. He was caller number 9.
Go, Caleb.
Going to stay in Lehigh. Chris has been waiting patiently through the break. We are talking about trying to gauge the passion for Dolph fans out there. Big game against Minnesota this weekend coming up off the miracle over the Evil Empire last weekend. There's some momentum going here for the Dolphins. 239-337-ESPN. Chris in Lehigh. Welcome. How are you?
Chris.
Merry Christmas. Going to get Chris Beasley exactly what he wants for Christmas.
What is that?
Super Bowl?
He's going to get a victory against the Vikings.
Yes!
And then he's going to get a victory against the Jaguars.
Yes!
And somehow I'm going to get Nathan Peterman back with the Buffalo Bills so he can win that game too and make the playoffs because he's been such a good little boy. I'm sorry, wrong Chris Beasley. You get a lump of coal and 2 losses.
That's not very nice.
Merry Christmas.
Bye, Santa Chris.
Thank you,
that's
Santa
terrible.
Chris. That was hilarious.
Wow. No cookies.
Which brings up a bigger question, I think.
What's that?
Kris Kringle.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
St. Nick.
Yes.
Right.
What's his name?
Chris.
We never did much Kris Kringle back then.
Chris is his name. Santa Claus's name is Kris Kringle.
But what's with the St. Nicholas?
Good.
It's a great question, right?
I used to know the answer to that, but it's probably there.
Oh, I'm sure it's there somewhere.
I want to say back in the old-timey days, there was an actual person that was a person that was deemed a saint later on. They gave kids toys. I don't know. I gotta look that up. But, yeah, Santa Claus is always safe.
Oh, yeah.
Love Santa Claus.
Yep.
Something magical.
Not that Santa Claus.
Something magical.
That Santa Claus was the
what?
Real a-hole.
What?
The one who just called in. That's
Santa
Claus.
No, Santa Chris was great.
Well,
no.
He wanted to give you some victories.
He says the wrong Chris.
Well, maybe he doesn't. Maybe you're on his naughty list. I don't know.
Yeah.
To be on anybody's naughty list.
Speaking of naughty, a little sidebar here. Mike Tyson did an interview. I don't know if this was this week or today.
I eat your children.
Well, he admitted that he smoked weed before the Andrew Gallata fight.
Did he win?
I don't believe it.
Well, yeah.
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 Good job.
He smoked weed before his famous fight against Andrew Gallata in 2000. He said that was the only instance in which he used marijuana before one of his fights. He also said he did not smoke after most of his fights. When asked if it affected him, he said, it did not affect me. It affected Gallata. Tyson won the showdown in Motown when Gallata refused to continue the fight and not answering the bell in the third round.
Ah, no mas.
Technical knockout. But the fight was ruled a no contest after Tyson tested positive for marijuana after the fight. So there you have it. Apparently, he's got a new weed empire breaking ground on a 40-acre ranch, marijuana ranch, according to the Washington Post.
Remember Ricky?
Sticky Icky Ricky Williams?
Yeah, his Super Bowl party last year?
Yeah.
It was a weed-themed Super Bowl party. You got to watch the Super Bowl, have them, eat munchy food.
Yeah.
Like quesadillas.
Doritos are big.
Doritos. Pies.
Wings?
I don't really think that's a munchy food.
Yeah,
a lot of food in the mouth at one point. That's my big problem with chicken wings, if we're going to be honest here.
Too much food in your mouth?
No, that you don't. It's all that work for a little itty-bitty piece of chicken.
That's why you get 30 of them.
Right, but that's a lot of work.
401 says you need to watch Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
I have.
That's a song.
No, it's also a great cartoon.
Santa Claus, St. Nick, and Kris Kringle.
And Baskin movies that you hit. They're great. Yes, it explains Santa Claus, and says it's a claw, C-L-A-U-S on his little chain. But it talks about Kris Kringle because he got adopted by the Kringle family.
Ah.
That cartoon, they never say it, but it takes place in Nazi Germany.
Yeah.
And
Santa was a redhead.
The Burgermeister Meisterburger.
Yeah.
A yo-yo. Guy who wanted outlaw toys. And he's like, for you, a yo-yo?
Yo-yo.
Classic line.
Yo-yo.
Have you seen the Icelandic spin on Christmas or the holiday season?
No, what's going on up there?
They have 12 gruesome-looking little elves. They're called elves. They're more like trolls.
Yeah.
But they're into all these hijinks and shenanigans and...
Really?
Yeah.
They're trying to steer off their own little...
Well, like one's called Meat Hook. Like he walks around with a hook stealing all the meat.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Doesn't sound very Christmassy to me.
No, it's not. It's like the Icelandic, the Nordic.
Yeah.
If you will, spin off of the
kind of like
end of year holiday.
Gotcha. To each his own, I suppose. I think we got it down. I think we got it down, Pat.
Yeah.
I think Christmas is rolling here in America pretty good.
Commercialized as it is.
Yeah.
Beyond belief every year, which starts in September.
That's the part I don't need.
It was an early Hanukkah this year.
It was early Hanukkah.
Yeah, we're already, are we
we're done.
We're still in it?
We're done. Yep. We're done.
All the days?
Yeah, December 2nd through December 10th this year.
Oh, well, happy Hanukkah to all of our Jewish listeners.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, belated.
Yeah.
Belated, yeah.
I think we mentioned it a couple times.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. We did. But I had a lot of Jewish friends growing up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, big into the bar and bat mitzvah scene.
Well, the best one. I had a couple friends.
Eighth grade year.
I had a couple friends that celebrated both because one of their parents was Jewish and one was Christian, and so they got Christmas and Hanukkah. Best of both worlds.
Double dipper, huh?
You get presents like every day in the month of December that
Ridiculous.
Way.
Ridiculous. Is Die Hard a Christmas movie? Absolutely is.
I got to watch that.
You never seen that either?
Mm-mm.
What?
I saw the TV show. The TV show wasn't very good.
The TV show?
Yeah.
They didn't have a TV show of Die Hard.
I think they did.
I think they did.
It's a bad spinoff.
Didn't.
Yeah, they did. It's a bad spinoff.
Why the hell was that?
I'm surprised you didn't catch it.
It's just a few years ago.
With all the cable you watch, I'm surprised you didn't see it.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They do a spinoff show on everything. They got a Magnum PI out right now.
The first two Die Hards are excellent.
It's a slightly darker version of Magnum.
Still wearing the Detroit English D.
Still got the English D on there.
Slightly version.
Die Hard's
Well, it made sense. Never mind.
Wow.
It made sense. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh.
Was the original Magnum PI on Hawaii?
Selleck. Yeah. Tom Selleck.
Right.
Yeah.
Tom Selleck doesn't fit Hawaii. Tom Selleck's perfect for what? What's that show? Blue Bloods in Chicago?
Tom Selleck in Hawaii always wore a Detroit Tigers baseball cap.
That's what we just said.
No, but I'm saying it in Hawaii.
Yeah. With a Hawaiian shirt. Yeah. Tom Selleck pulled it off. He pulled it off for many years on CBS.
I never watched that show.
I didn't watch it that much. But it was on for like 10 years.
He just won't go away. Tom Selleck.
That dude's earning a paycheck.
Yeah, he is. He's been on TV, I think, every year I've been alive.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Good stash.
He was like another Burt Reynolds.
Couldn't do that. What's that?
Yeah, he was like another Burt Reynolds at the end. Then he had some. He had a recurring role on Boston Legal when that show was going well. And
then he bridged some time on Friends.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. He was, what's his name? Somebody's dad.
No.
No, no, boyfriend, right?
No, he was Rachel's.
No, not Rachel, the other
one.
Oh,
the other one.
Courtney Cox.
What's her name?
I can't
remember. Just give it 20 seconds. It'll light up the text line.
I know. I know.
Do you think our listeners
Jennifer Aniston?
Friends?
Yes, I do.
Aficionados?
Yes, I do.
I think it will come back very quickly.
All right.
Just give it
we
a
are
second.
On a 20-second delay.
Rachel was Jennifer Aniston, and
Phoebe.
Courtney Cox was Phoebe.
No, Courtney Cox was not Phoebe. No, Phoebe was the blonde one.
Phoebe was Smelly Cat.
I never found that part funny.
It's not
I found it funny the first time she did it.
Yeah.
Actually, the second time she did it, because I didn't expect it. Then it got stupid.
Seconds. All right, our 20-second delay is about up. We should be lighting up like lights on a Christmas tree right now.
Yeah,
all the techs who Courtney Cox's character was on Friends.
Monica!
Monica! Monica! That's right.
Monica,
thank you!
Yeah. No.
I was never a big fan of David Schwimmer. I never got what was so funny about him.
I'll agree with that. David Schwimmer.
I liked everybody else on it.
Yep.
But David Schwimmer just never
did it
for me.
Know what David Schwimmer was good in? And Curb Your Enthusiasm. There was, I think, that season 8, and he is starring in with.
Hear the text come. You see him coming in?
With, what's his name?
Bling.
With Larry David and the Producers, a remake of the Producers. And he's very good in that. He's in about 4 episodes, I think season 8. Really, really funny.
Yeah,
he plays himself. He plays the real actor, and he gets ticked off at Larry for losing a watch. And it's, you know how that show goes. It's very, very funny.
Well, I remember when Friends first came out and became a huge hit. It was David Schwimmer and everybody else. I mean, even before Jennifer Aniston became like a thing with her little bob haircut. If you would like do the Tonight Show interviews, and it was always and coming up, David Schwimmer from Friends. It was never anybody like he was the lead guy that everybody wanted. He was the first one to get movie deals, and I thought he was horrible.
I don't think he was horrible.
He did nothing for me. He's not funny.
He had some good timing.
He's just kind of whiny. I thought the other two dudes on the show were funny.
Chandler and Joey
were hilarious.
Joey, in theory, the spinoff show should have been excellent. It was horrendous.
Most of the shows are
horrendous.
Most of them are not that good.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah. There are only a couple of spinoffs that really were. I actually liked Frasier better than Cheers.
Frasier was excellent, but Cheers was one of my favorites. So I can't put Frasier above it.
I didn't love it, and that's me coming from Boston. I loved Frasier. Frasier.
You didn't get the show. See, it was about a bar. No.
810 is absolutely right. Yeah. David Schwimmer, punchable face. Absolutely correct. Very. Yeah. You know what? Yeah. If there were to be an actor who plays Eli Manning in a movie, David Schwimmer.
And he was good in Madagascar. That's true.
He was the voice of the giraffe.
The giraffe.
Yeah.
But I couldn't get past it. This draft sounds like David Schwimmer.
David Schwimmer.
And I really am a big fan of Madagascar. All of them. They're hilarious.
I haven't seen it.
Do you watch the Penguin spinoff?
No, not the spinoff.
You didn't do just...
Because I got tired. Everything was a penguin 15 years ago. Everything. There was even a movie about just penguins. There was a penguin phase.
March
of
the Penguins.
Yeah,
it made you realize that there's a lot of birds out there who can't fly.
That's true.
You feel bad for them.
Yeah.
Your penguins, your ostriches.
Ostrich, at least you got some.
You got some speed.
Some speed.
Yeah.
You can run a nice 4.40, maybe faster. But if you're a penguin, you're just stuck where it's cold. And I hate the cold. So I would not. I would not choose to be a penguin if I had to be a bird.
Be one of those SeaWorld penguins.
You have to leave and go out into the freezing, beyond freezing to go.
And the men had to sit on the egg. It's the women that had to go forage the food.
You see a lot of that in the animal kingdom, actually.
Yes, sir.
The women going the women going and getting the food while the men stay home. Lions.
Well, we got stuff to do around the house.
The penguins go out. Sure. The female penguins would go out to the ocean, get a bunch of food, and then come. The eggs would hatch. They'd have a little penguin. They'd lean over and regurgitate all that stuff back.
Yeah, you're sitting here starving, freezing your rear end off, sitting on an egg for 3 months, and a woman comes home and you're starving, and she vomits down your throat,
and you like it, and you're thankful for it.
A lot of ways I can go here.
Bunch of spoiled brat humans.
Probably let it go.
Take a break. What you got next? Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN.
Time for those parting shots. It's What You Got with Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. Now, it's Sheeman and Shepherd.
All right, What You Got is brought to you by our friends at Duncan Diamonds, Southwest Florida's engagement ring specialist. Visit duncansdiamonds.com and find the location nearest you. Thank you again for everybody from like 6A to 6P who dropped off a bike, a toy, or whatever the case may be in the Beasley bike drive at Walmart there in Estero. And thanks for Walmart for hosting us throughout the day as well. I'm not sure what the final tally is. Our goal was 1,000 bikes. We got over 900 last we checked. We'll give you a final tally maybe on Monday, unless Chris has one now, but I don't know that you do.
Monday.
All right, so thank you again for everybody there.
And all the stations today, too. All of our Beasley family stations. A remarkable job.
Makes us proud to work here. Really does. One thing I've got on this day in history, on December 14th, 1969, Vince Lombardi's final win as an NFL head coach, his 96th regular season win.
Redskins?
Helped cap the Redskins' first winning season, not the Packers. First Redskins winning season in 14 years. That's right. He left the Packers and went to the Redskins.
Yep.
All right, Dad, what you got, Pete?
Well, I'm going to update our poll at the end since we always forget to do this. So who's the MVP of the NFL season so far at 99.3 ESPN Radio? So the choices were Drew Brees, Pat Mahomes, Philip Rivers, or Aaron Donald. And the winner right now, Patrick Mahomes at 53%.
Wow.
Philip Rivers, 24%. Strong. Drew Brees, 17%. Woo. And Aaron Donald, 6%.
Defense gets no love.
Rivers made a little run there towards the end of the show.
Yeah, Brees dropped off. Yeah,
very good. What have you done for me lately?
Yep, no doubt. All right, Chris, what you got?
All right, I got a little love battle going on in Kentucky.
What?
Specifically Bowling Green. Ruth Ann Phelps told the Bowling Green police that one of her neighbors came to her house.
Yes.
I'd imagine it's a trailer. And accused her of stealing Hot Wheels.
Hot Wheels
little
cars?
Cars? Little toy cars.
Yeah.
They didn't make those anymore?
Yeah.
She said she didn't steal them. They were given to her by the lady who was accusing her of stealing.
Oh.
That's when Ruth's boyfriend stepped in, Eduardo Hernandez.
Eduardo Hernandez. Okay.
He got shot in the leg.
That's not really good.
Over Hot Wheels.
Not good.
By who? By Jason Green, who is now arrested. Because he shot his neighbor over Hot Wheels.
Wow. Idiots.
I've never been to Kentucky. I know a little bit about the area. A
lot of horses.
A lot of meth.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. A lot of meth in the Bowling Green, Kentucky area.
My wife was there recently, a couple months ago, on business.
Yeah, ask her about that. And you know what there's not a lot of? Dentists. A lot of bad teeth of the Kentucky Bowling Green area.
Wow.
Look it up. Well, fact.
We've just crushed a lot of stereotypes right here.
That's not a stereotype. I mean, it is what it is. There's a high meth use in Bowling Green, Kentucky.
And no teeth.
And not a lot of teeth.
Okay. Very good.
It's about a 12-to-1 ratio, teeth to people.
Is that what it is?
It should be higher.
It should be. It should be.
All right. Just got a text from the lady Elaine. Tell Chris, I was in Bowling Green, Kentucky, and no to the trailer.
No?
Yeah.
No trailers?
Bowling Green is higher end?
She saw. She's there a couple days.
I got the name of the community. Maybe she'll agree with me. Hold on.
I'm sure there's a trailer park in every community in the United States.
Oh, here we go. But it was a shooting at the Skyline Mobile Home Park.
Okay. Nailed it! All right. Are we paying attention to the clock? What do we got?
I don't know.
Hold on.
Spain and Fitz coming up here at the top of the hour.
They'll talk about last night's game. San Diego's win.
Gotcha.
Yep. Got 5 seconds.
For Chris, for Pete Shepard, I'm Craig Sheeman. I'm a professional. I'll get us out on time. God bless America, everybody.
Fins up!